to Ole Miss 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row. Couple of stats. Ole Miss has won its last 4 trips to Fayetteville. Mm. The senior class at Arkansas this year, the guys you were just praising a minute ago.
Cody wasn't here, but
Fred
only for 2 losses.
Is not responsible for most of it either. Have never beaten Ole Miss. Never one time. Never, ever, 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 ever beaten them.
But Justin, and Keith, I know you're listening. This is senior night.
Let's bring him in.
Wade, Scott, those guys got to
Perryville,
score to settle.
Arkansas native, Ole Miss Rebel star, Razorback assassin.
That's going to rhyme with Perryville assassin. Come up with something better than that.
What rhymes with Perryville?
I don't know.
Not
Keith,
much.
What was your nickname
Perryville
in high school?
That's about it. Keith Carter joining us in the zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Check Hotline. Keith, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are y'all this morning?
I mean, do you feel welcomed after that introduction?
That's pretty strong. I tell you what, that may be over the top, but I'll take it.
There are a few teams in the SEC that have had another team's number like Ole Miss has had Arkansas the last few years. Is that safe to say?
It's been interesting. Yeah, you know, and I was listening to you guys before I came on, and it has been interesting that really whether it's been in Oxford or Fayetteville, we have kind of had the number lately. But, you know, it kind of goes in cycles at times, and I don't know that necessarily has anything to do with tonight's game. But it is nice to know that you do have that confidence against a certain team, and I think it does give you a little bit of an edge.
Do you think when you were there, you guys, we had some battles for sure, and I think – once you got there, took the Ole Miss program to another level, really, with success. Is there any personal feelings when you deal with Ole Miss and Arkansas?
For me personally?
From an Ole Miss, from the players at Ole Miss, how do they view Arkansas?
You know, I think I would be lying if I didn't say there were some personal feelings back in the day. You know, we had a lot of Arkansas guys, and I there was probably some guys on that team, including myself, that felt a little shunned by Arkansas and ended up at Ole Miss. But, you know, I think that was probably some motivation back then. But I really don't think that's the motivation now. I mean, I don't think that there's a personal piece of this. I think that, our guys have played well in Fayetteville and played well in Oxford against the Razorbacks. And I think that's just kind of, what's made this thing grow a little bit. But, again, I don't know that has a lot to do with tonight's game. You know, the Razorbacks are playing very well right now. They won 5 in a row. And, our guys have struggled a little bit. So hopefully we can take some of that and that confidence of playing in Bud Walton and in Fayetteville and take that to tonight's game. But I think tonight's game is really a game in itself.
Keith, there are so many teams that are in the mix here, and Missouri can help itself certainly down the stretch. Arkansas, Tennessee, even Georgia. We think Georgia will probably have to win the tournament because of their overall record. What's your best bet for Ole Miss, your best hope for Ole Miss as far as trying to get to the NCAA outside of winning the SEC tournament? Do you think they have a shot without winning the conference tournament?
I do. I think it's a very long shot. I think obviously you need to win tonight, win our home ender against Vanderbilt, our senior day with Marshall Henderson on Saturday, and probably go to the tournament. And it looks like, more than likely we're going to play on Thursday. So that's a road of 4 wins, 4 games to get to the championship game. So I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. I think we've had some opportunities that we haven't been able to capitalize on and put ourselves in a pretty tough situation. But I know Andy and the staff and the players are going to play it out, and they're going to play it to the final whistle, and hopefully we can get some momentum. But we do need to go to Atlanta and probably make a nice run, and who knows, we may need to win the whole thing. But I know that the guys will be ready to play tonight, and they'll be ready to play Saturday, and ready to head to Atlanta with some momentum, hopefully.
Perryville native, former Ole Miss Rebel Keith Carter joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Marshall Henderson is certainly a lightning rod, and he's been a key contributor for the team the last couple of years. He is a guy that when he gets it going is about as unstoppable as they come. He has also had some issues both on the court and off the court. How would you assess the way he's handled the pressure in the spotlight this year?
Well, I think Marshall's been phenomenal this year. You know, I think on the court he's had some ups and downs, and he's always going to be a little bit streaky. He's a volume guy, and a guy that's going to get a lot of shots, and he's going to make a lot of them, and he's going to miss a bunch of them too, but I think he's played very well. He's been pretty consistent for most of the season. He's hit a little bit of a bump in the road here in the last 2 or 3 games and hasn't played as well in the second half of some of the games. But I think on the court he's been really good. And I think off the court he's been just as good. You know, I think back in the summer he found some trouble, and we were able to to get, you know, get that taken care of, and he's been he's shown some maturity and been really good this year. So, you know, Marshall, and I tell people this all the time, I think, you know, because of his antics on the court and some of the things he's done off the court, he does get a bad rap. Some of it is justified, some of it is deserved. But I think at the root of it, he's just a basketball player, and I think that, you know, he wants to play the game. He plays it, you know, in its truest form, plays hard, and does all those things. And, you know, I think with Ross Bjork, our athletics director, and Coach Kennedy, they've done a really good job of making sure that, that off the court goes well as well. So I'm looking forward to him finishing strong and seeing what he can do and maybe lead us on a run, you know, here late in the season.
Keith, more importantly, a lot of folks see you as a shooter, a scorer, but you were a tenacious defender. So how would you guard Marshall Henderson if you matched up with him and had to limit his shots?
Yeah, you know, it's tough, and I've watched him now for 2 years, almost every game he's played. And, you know, the thing about Marshall is if he catches, you know, off of one of those screens, he's very tough to defend. He can get a shot off, he elevates so high, his release is quick, and he can shoot it up to, you know, 26, 27 feet. So he's really open when he comes in the gym. You know, to me, I think some teams that have done a good job on him have switched on him. And, you know, if you've got bigs that are athletic and can get out there and move their feet a little bit and with that long wingspan, you know, that's hurt him at times. But, you know, again, Marshall, he's just so dynamic. And the thing about Marshall, again, he's a volume shooter. You know, he's going to get the attempts. He's gonna shoot 15, 20 times a game. And with his shot-making ability, it's just hard to guard all those. And he never stops. He keeps moving all the time. And I think for one guy to say that he's going to, you know, sit there and lock him up is just really not possible. So I think it's really a team effort. I think some teams have done it well this year. Some teams have not done it well this year. But I think, you know, he's a guy that you definitely want to make sure you try to limit his catches, because really once he catches the ball, really that either that jump shot, pump fake, one dribble, you know, he's really good at that. So it's been interesting to watch him play, and, you know, at 6'2", 170 pounds, just to see how easily he can get shots off and you know, do that against bigger, stronger athletes. It's been pretty impressive.
Hey, Keith, your former teammate, Hunter Carpenter, thinks that it's time CBS lost that clip of you and Valpo.
You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, he just feels like it's been so long ago that they should come up with something more current.
No, I agree 100%. This time of year, I start seeing a therapist about this time of year because they start showing that so much. But, you know, it is. It's March Madness at its finest. You know, it was a great moment for the Drew family and Valparaiso. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're famous because we were on the short side of that. But, you know, it is. You know, you talk about Leitner. You talk about, you know, some of these other guys that have done things in March, and Bryce Drew's right up there with them. So I hate to see it every year, but unfortunately, I don't think it's going away.
Were you guarding the inbounds pass instead of down court?
I was standing there. I don't know if I was actually guarding it, but I was there and watched that ball fly, you know, 60 feet down the floor, and you kind of had that bad feeling in your gut as the play was developing. But, again, just one of those true March Madness moments, and one that, you know, obviously will never be forgotten.
Have you ever spoken to him?
To Bryce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bad part. You know, Bryce is a great guy. You know, he's a guy. He actually played overseas when I was over there, and we ran into each other a little bit, and now he's obviously coaching at Valpo. But, you know, he's a good guy from a great family, and it's, you can't really hate him, you know, because he's a good guy, and if it's going to happen to somebody, you want it to happen to somebody like that.
Yeah, well, you can always try, though, Keith, and I appreciate the effort nevertheless. Well, have a when are you guys in Fayetteville already, I assume?
Well, I'm actually not doing the game today.
Okay.
I've taken some of the road games off, so I'll be watching, you know, from home, but you know, obviously it's a huge game, and, you know, anytime we go up to Fayetteville, it's always a battle, and I tell you what, Arkansas is playing some tremendous basketball right now, beating Kentucky, beating Georgia. You know, five in a row, seven of the last eight. You know, it's going to be a very tough test. And anytime you go into Bud Walton and it's loud and rowdy, it's a tough place to play. So our guys will have to be up to the challenge.
Are you doing other things in addition to color for the radio broadcast?
Yeah, my day job is I'm the executive director of the Athletics Foundation here at Ole Miss.
So he's big money, this guy.
I oversee all the private giving for Ole Miss Athletics, and there's a lot of travel involved in that. So I've kind of taken a back seat on the road games, doing the analysis, just doing the home games, and I'll be doing the tournament next week. But just trying to find time for work and family and everything. It's kind of hard when you're traveling every weekend.
What's the cost for the new arena, you guys, the new basketball arena?
It's going to be about $80 million when it's all said and done.
Pat wants to kick in a few bucks.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, and it's something that we're working toward every day, and we're excited about it. We're actually going to start construction on that next week. So it's exciting, and you know, Cat Smith has been a great building, but she's tired. She's really tired.
Yeah,
so
she is.
We gotta move on.
80 mil, you got a lot of work ahead of you, buddy.
I was gonna say, I think I speak for all Razorback fans when we say we're tired of playing in there. So maybe you want to hold on to that arena just for when Arkansas comes to town, because you guys have had your way.
Keith, you gonna be at the SEC tournament though?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be a good trip for us down to Atlanta. And you know, after last year and making that run that we did, we know we're capable. And anytime you got Marshall and you know, some of the guys we have, Jarvis Summers, you got an opportunity to go down there and make a run. So we'll be excited about going down there, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Well, Wally and Pat will both be down there. Maybe we can get you on again from down in Atlanta.
Would love to.
All right, buddy.
Keith, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care. That was good stuff. And, you know, coming up, there's certainly a lot at stake with the SEC. Last night, A-State lost to Georgia State, which it was a tough-fought game, overtime loss. I really thought A-State would get over on them, and that's a Georgia State team that they're not – I don't know what they're a little finessey. I know it irritates guys like Brady and Shields to lose to a team like that because they are so tough-minded and defensive-minded first. But they're finessey. They're fun to watch. But I know that's got to be a heartbreaking loss for them. There is so much up in the air because of that loss last night. I want to take a look at the Sun Belt tournament, too.
Could they be a Cinderella?
Georgia State?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, they've got some kids that can really play. They've had some high-profile transfers.
Score.
Yeah.
They can score. They got that Harrell, that point guard transfer from Kentucky. So they got guys that certainly can compete with any of them out there.
Yeah, they're good. I do want to mention, too, when we talked to Dave Warlock from the NCAA coming up at 11, about SFA. SFA is a story that hasn't been really widely publicized around here, but they are undefeated in their conference in the Southland, and they've won like 24 games in a row. They've won 27 overall. I'm curious about the possibility of them getting in. Their RPI as a league is probably not going to help them a ton, but if you win 30 games or close to it, and they could win their 29th game this week in the regular season, it would be hard to keep them out, I would think, with a magical run like that.
Isn't that the kind of team that makes the tournament for you, though?
Yeah. No, they're fun to root for. I mean, and they're the best defensive team in the Southland, too, so they do it the old-fashioned way, without a doubt.